Excellent. So there's three types of onset, the two bad ones and the good one. Ha, 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 ha. Ah, 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 ah. Ah, 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 ah. The last one was the good one. Practice like this. Na, na, ah, ah. Na, na, ah, ah. Na, na, ah, ah. Na, na, ah, ah. So voicing the ng first helps you locate where it actually comes from, and you can feel it vibrate the nose when you actually sing it through the ng without voicing it. We're going to start with raspberries. And ascend and descend in one breath makes this a breathing exercise as well. Okay, with the bops, we're going to be stretching our mouth as wide as it will go between each one. Make them very short, detached, light, gentle. Bop. Bop, 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 bop. Bop, 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 bop. Opposite leg movements. You might want to do this while singing. And it is bum, 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 bum. You want to make a meal of the M and make the B's very light. I can advise you to block the back of your nose. Imagine there's a really stinky dog in the room. You don't want to smell it. What that does, it reroutes the sound or reroutes. Instead of going through the nose, it goes through the forehead. Okay, so it could end up going fum, 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 fum. Sound and breath coming out the nose while you're saying, or bum 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 bum. bum, 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 where you deliberately block the back of your nose and make the sound come up the forehead. Object above your head. So I want you to bend your knees when you're lifting, and when you start singing, you want to grab that glass object by the window. And we're going to be using at the beginning of each one of these exercises. So it's more like a hooty owl than the actual ooh sound when we speak it. So it's ooh, ooh, and it's using to glide you on top of the note from above. I want to look at the guy in the picture. Nice. Stand up straight, then bend your knees and lift. Scruff the back of your neck. Like the mother cat picking up the kitten. Sure, it's not breathy or glottal. Bring the sound forward, sing with your forehead. And suck in the breath. Sing. Suck on a piece of spaghetti. So there's no breath leaving your body. Down, put your object down. I want you to take all your body weight into the ball of your front foot to anchor. Just relax. Note there. Okay, this is going to be using lots and lots of Right. So, we've got the onset practice, okay? So, shimmy while you're doing this one, and you can experiment with moving and not moving and seeing how much easier it is when you actually move. Obviously, I have to play the piano, so. Eleven brides for 11 brothers, lots of Headbutt them gently. It's like a giggle without the H. Wide mouth frog for the E mouth position. gentle and lots of They're short, detached, very gentle. And very light. No breath needed. If you're hearing the breath, you're using too much. Beautiful. I'm actually hearing quite a bit of breath and then it fell off my piano stool. So I'd like you to suck that back, please. Imagine you've got a lit candle in front of your mouth and you're not allowed to blow out the candle, or you've got a tissue in front of your mouth and you're not allowed to move it. And I'll actually get you to try those things later if it persists. Pull on a string from your tummy. It helps you navigate around that, becomes like a compass point. Okay, that's home. You keep coming back home to that note. Here's some onsets. Hum it first. Oh, that was fun on an A. Okay, so this is the minor scale. What we're doing with minor scales is trying to make our jaw as loose as we possibly can, make it as twangy as we possibly can. We might want to do some more lifting for this one, which is when you lift the object and bend your knees. That's fun. Exercise. So here's the placement exercise with the Titanic, okay? E mouth position, right now, frog. Try and be light and piercing, not loud. And can you make that hum? Keep it in the head, allow it to be pulled forward, blah, 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 rather than falling back into the stostock zero. Is going to give a workout for your mouth. Remember how the mouth changed shapes for well, the E is the widest mouth, but the O is the most pucker. Okay, so this one, dooby 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 do, we're going to give a real workout to the mouth and the lips. So, the higher you sing, the more suction of the breath inwards, the less air you use, okay? The more openness you need. This one is the, it's called diminished scale. It's the name of the scale that you may play on the guitar. Have you done diminished? It's like the woman tied to the train tracks in a horror movie, or a silent horror movie. So here we go. It starts with me, and there's more of it. Of course. Until you can actually hear it, but having said that, join in if you feel up to it. You need lots of nut to join on the notes together. Going up, lingering. Going up men's wear. Children's wear. This breath form. Let the make the forehead sing. Rooftop car park. That's a flat nine, was where I was heading. Excellent.